Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so great to be with you. Show number 49 out of 50
yep.
In year 25. It's hard to believe, but thanks for taking us along each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio. At Real Golf is our X handle, and you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found as well as we wrap up 25 years talking golf. We got a good one for you today. Ryan Ballinger will join us coming up later on this hour, and then America's favorite caddy back in action with us. He's been gone the last couple of weeks as we were out in Jamaica and then did a best of show last week. So hope you enjoyed that, although the caddy did make an appearance on the best of show.
He did.
So,
yeah. He did.
And then we'll have a couple best ofs to run for the end of the season for those of you that are interested or happen to miss what we got going on this week and next. And we'll be ready to go for year 26 in the 25 season that begins in Kapalua at the Century. Those are the top players on the PGA Tour winners and those making it to the Tour Championship in the FedEx Cup race from a season ago. So a lot to get to. Hero World Challenge, Tiger hosting, not playing this week. And we'll hear from Tiger, his health, where his game stands. And a sixth back surgery is just something that, man, you just wonder if anybody can come back from that on the professional golf level, let alone a near 50-year-old that has been through so much. We'll also look back at the first half of the PGA Tour season, the events, the top stories. We'll finish up with the second half next week, as well as our top 10 stories of 2024. So, yeah, lots to get to, plus the LIV rumors and news continues. We'll get into that. We've got new broadcasters. We've got, we got so much to get to. It's going to be fun.
We got Scottie Scheffler changing his putting grip.
I guess I'm not as concerned as maybe I should be about that one. He's coming off such a great year, although I would be critical of so many making changes in, you know, with such success. I feel like he's, you know, well, look, we can talk about some of the stats around his putting, but inside of 10 feet, he's not in the top 130.
There you go.
Outside of 10 feet, he's top 40. So he's looking at it going, hey, am I getting inside this range? That's where I struggle. Let's switch the grip up and try to keep it a little more stable on the shorter putts. I don't know. It's golf. You're going to try stuff. Hey, we'll talk about it. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. Just getting started.
Shop Black Friday deals now at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And get two free select tools with purchase of a select combo kit or battery kit from brands like Kobalt, Craftsman, and DeWalt. Hurry and shop these savings only for a limited time because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/28 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back in. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Preview period is open right now at Black Desert. You can go stay inside Resort Center, experience what all the Black Desert has to offer at this point in time, understanding they're still under construction. It's an active construction site all around, so you do have limited amenities, but the golf course is certainly open. Restaurants are open. The rooms are spectacular. Go enjoy it. See what it's all about. Check out some of the exclusive real estate opportunities still available. BlackDesertResort.com. That's where you can book it. BlackDesertResort.com. And again, we thank you for joining us here on Real Golf Radio as we're counting down to the final shows of 2024, our 25th year talking golf with you. It's a real pleasure. Follow us on X at Real Golf. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found and take us along every Saturday morning. We appreciate that indeed. This week, it's the Hero World Challenge, and that seems to be the annual time where we get to check in with Tiger Woods and find out exactly what the state of his game is. And he's not playing this week. This is what he had to say.
I'm not tournament sharp yet. No, I'm still not there. And these are 20 of the best players in the world, and I'm not sharp enough to compete against them at this level. So when I'm ready to compete and play at this level, then I will. I didn't think my back was going to go like it did this year. It was quite painful throughout the end of the year, and hence had another procedure done to it to alleviate the pain I had going down my leg. And so what are my commitments going forward? Is it once a month? Yeah, I could say that all over again, but I truly don't know. I'm just trying to rehab and still get stronger and better and feel better and really give myself the best chance I can going to next year. You know, this year was kind of I had to toss it away, and I wasn't as sharp as I needed to be and didn't play as much as I needed to going to the major championships, and I didn't play well at them. So hopefully next year I'll be better. I'll be physically stronger and better. I know the procedure helped, and hopefully that I can then build upon that.
All right, there you go. Tiger Woods at his press conference early in the week at the Hero World Challenge. Just what do you think of, Bob, when you're hearing those comments from Tiger?
Well, way back when we started the show and Tiger was tearing things up and, you know, we said the sky's the limit and how far can he go? And we, you know, we came to the realization if he remained healthy, and we understand all of the situations that he has gone through with his health, with his back, with his knees, everything. And here he is having to have a sixth surgery on his back, microdiscectomy surgery, this time again, and it alleviates pain and pressure and stuff like that. But how many more times is he going to want to do that? Or if is he going to have to do it more times? So it's unfortunate that we've got the best player we've ever seen play the game, and yet the health, physical health of his body is such that it's doesn't allow him to play, and he has a lot of pain. So hopefully it heals well. He doesn't push the situation. He's able to play some major events this year, a few others and that kind of thing. And then, you know, we'll see where it lands.
He says the fire still burns in him.
Yeah.
But his body just doesn't allow him. And I think that's an interesting thing. You know, he's going to be 49 at the end of this month. So we're talking a year away from Tiger being eligible to compete on the Champions Tour where he can take a golf cart.
Right.
Going back to your comment about early on in this show 25 years ago, yeah, Tiger was tearing it up and you kept saying, and I said, he's going to win this or whatever. And you said, well, if he stays healthy. And I'm like, Bob, quit wasting your comments on the if he stays healthy. Golf's never seen a more physically fit, healthy right. individual than what is a young Tiger Woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you unfortunately proved to be somewhat prophetic there because he wasn't able to stay healthy. I remember one of his first books that came out, he talked about his power move was to snap that knee at impact.
Left
right?
knee.
Yeah. And that he had to stop doing that because yep. he had to have surgery to repair what he was doing. So he was very violent with his swing initially, and he made some changes around how he did that and some of the pressure that it put. But going back to present time, when you think about that, he just has another back surgery. He says he know it helps. He obviously was in a serious pain, right? I mean, it's a guy,
yeah.
when you got pain yeah. going down your leg, thankfully I've never yeah. felt that to that level. We've all had right. little twinges or something where we get a glimpse of that, but I can't imagine him having to live with that kind of pain. And so you'll do anything to relieve it. And it's always seemed to me, people always said, my wife was a candidate for back surgery, you know, 20 years ago. And they say, you know, the best candidate for back surgery is one that's already had one. It just yes. seems to be a procedure that you probably likely have to have done again. And, mm-hmm. and in a case of an athlete, perhaps multiple times as we've seen with Tiger Woods. But I wonder how grueling it is for him to try to get his body back rehabbed and ready to go and be able to have the speed necessary to be able to compete, as he talked about, against these top players. That's got to wear you out. You got to be sitting there thinking, he's done it so many times. At some point, he's got to be like, I don't know if I want to go through this any longer.
Yeah, and that's the thought that I had as you were saying, he's done this so many times. At what point do you say to yourself, yes, I still want to compete. Yes, I still like competing. Yes, I can still get it out there. But these guys right now are the next generation. Scottie Scheffler reminds me of myself. And he is able to do what he's doing way better than I can right now. So how long does it take him?
Are you speaking in Tiger third person right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was getting yeah. lost. So Scotty doesn't actually remind you of you, Bob Casper. You're saying
no.
You're saying Tiger is saying Scotty reminds me of. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was following you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like he said with the father-son event, you know, it's nice to be able to jump in a cart and ride in a cart. Like you said, it's going to be nice for him to be able to jump in a cart and ride in a cart. Except in the major championships where he won't be able to. So maybe he gets his competitive juices going, he gets stronger, that kind of thing. And because he can play on the PGA Tour Champions, he can ride in a cart, but he gets himself ready to play those events on the Champions Tour that are majors. Because I'll tell you right now, he wants to click off the U.S. Open, the U.S. Senior Open, because he's done all the other ones. He's the U.S. Junior, the U.S. Amateur, the PGA, or the U.S. Open, and he wants to get his fourth. His fourth of those major championships that the USGA handles. So, I think it's a tough choice. It's a tough decision where he's at right now.
And we also were both in agreement back in the day that Tiger would unlikely to play the PGA Tour champions. That he just wouldn't find any satisfaction. You know, a great player like him and a great champion wouldn't want to. I guess just wouldn't find any satisfaction in playing the Champions Tour, which is kind of an exhibition tour a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And so
how but cherry things, pick a few.
Right. But how things change.
Yes. You know,
when his career and what he could have accomplished was cut short due to his physical challenges, you know? And so the fire still burns, as he said. That fire is going to continue to burn. That's where he kind of finds his happy place. He's definitely shared that with us. He loves being around the guys and all that. And the guys that he's been around are all in the Champions Tour. So he's going to be around those guys again. And I think he's going to go out there and have a field day. By the way, talk about ratings. I mean, you'll start to see some people tuning in to watch Champions Tour stuff that, you know, we haven't seen in some time.
You know, Justin Thomas also said some interesting things because the younger guys have kind of helped push him forward, especially in 2018, 2019 and that kind of thing. But Justin Thomas is now a father. And he said he's seen a different side of Tiger, a more, realistic friend and person, not just a competitor. And Tiger, he said, calls him on a daily basis to see how his family is doing and that kind of thing. So he really appreciates that from Tiger Woods.
Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. They definitely have a bit of a familial relationship right there for sure. And JT's another one. He's playing on a sponsor's exemption. He did not have a good year this year. You know, what might we expect from JT in 2025? That's going to be one of the stories to keep an eye on. Hey, when we come back after a short break, we got to talk the Tony Finau LIV rumors. Those got shot down quickly. We'll talk more about the other LIV rumors and what's going out there. New broadcaster for NBC, and start to look back at the first half of the 2024 PGA Tour schedule, all that and more. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, thanks again for joining us here. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you at Real Golf on X. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Love to have you join our followers and share with us your thoughts and join the conversation throughout the week at Real Golf. I'm talking about Tiger Woods and his health. Another guy that's playing this week at the Hero World Challenge is Scottie Scheffler, of course, world number one. And when you start talking about the season in review, Scottie was the story, no question about it.
Yep.
An interesting comment, with all the money that's being discussed, here's Scottie this week at the Hero.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm playing golf for money. I've been playing golf my whole life for free, and the money is just a bonus. And so if somebody wants to pay us to come out here and play golf, then that's great. I'm not going to say no to it. I'm going to do the best I can in my community to steward that money well. And if we're getting paid to play, should we be getting paid the money we pay to play in these tournaments now? I mean, we get paid pretty dang well to play in golf tournaments, and I want to win just as bad for $0 as I do for whatever millions of dollars it is. The money's not my motivation, and so it's not something I think about. It's just a bonus that happens when you're out here playing tournaments. It's a very nice thing to have.
Pretty interesting comments. Exactly the same thing that we hear from some of the other top players on
PGA. Yeah, especially Tiger Woods. You know, the result of playing good and winning golf tournaments is you make a boatload of money. And Scottie Scheffler won 7 times last year, with an 8th being his gold medal in the Olympics. And, you know, he won close to $40 million, and with bonuses and everything, over $65 million. And that's a heck of a year for a professional golfer. Nobody's ever gone that high before. You look at Tiger Woods and what he's been able to eclipse in professional golf. You know, he's, you know, $125 million, $130 million in prize money. They're not playing for, or he didn't play for as close to what they're playing for right now. But still, the best players put the emphasis on winning golf tournaments, and the rest of it takes care of itself.
Yeah, your point is that Tiger never mentioned money.
No. Not at all.
You go back, and we've covered him for almost the entirety of his career, and yep, he never talked about money. He never talked about winning money. He only talked about his game and his process and all of that, and winning, you know, and being and competing, and what that feels like. And that's the stuff he talked about. And so when I play that cut from Scottie, you're saying, hey, I hear Tiger Woods there. And it's interesting that that's the focus, when other people are saying, hey, we should get paid to play Ryder Cup, we should get paid this, we should get paid that. Money.
I like that.
Money.
And the guys that went to live, money. That's what motivated them to move. Even though they said it was, I can play less, spend more time with my family.
Grow the game. Don't forget, grow the game.
Grow the game.
Yep.
But you know what? The full thing was about money, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with them as these contracts that they have right now, the guys that the money that got paid a bunch of money for that first year, as these contracts are coming up in 2026, only a year away, and is LIV, because they haven't made any money or anything like that, are they going to say, yeah, I can give you that same amount, or is it going to be drastically reduced.
Oh, it's going to be reduced. There's no question.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not going to re-up a contract like that. Was a once in a lifetime kind of deal, which
generational wealth for their family,
which is why you have to give them the pass a little bit on that, because it was that was an opportunity that you know a once in a lifetime financial seize, but there's a price to everything.
Yes.
And a lot of it is somewhat obscurity. I mean, there's a lot of these guys that, and you don't tell me that it doesn't bother them. They bother. You could tell in the John Rahm comments throughout the majors.
Oh, yeah.
He came back. I mean, he was absolutely crushed at the Masters this year, and he didn't get the warm reception as the returning champion. You know, it was people were just kind of out of sight, out of mind a little bit. And yet, look, can't fault him for taking the bag.
Yeah.
It's a big bag. But you also
big bag.
you gotta also accept that there's some consequences that come with that. You're out of the show.
Making those choices,
you're out of the show a little bit. So what's more important?
And you know, another guy is Cam Smith. You know, Cam Smith coming off the year he had, winning a major championship at the Open Championship and everything, and he went for the money and signed that. And do we hear anything about Cam Smith or see anything about Cam Smith? No, not at all.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, Bryson's taking a different approach. He's like, okay, this is my little deal. I've got money taken care of. I want to go focus on winning majors. I want to focus I'll get my attention through YouTube and social media. I'm going to be one of those guys. And so he produces content. And when you go out and win a U.S. Open in the middle of all that, it legitimizes what you are and who you are and what you're doing, and only furthers that side of your business. So Bryson's taken on an entertainer role and not necessarily a tour pro. And that's okay. You know, I mean, he certainly is a tour pro, but he's mostly an entertainer, and that's okay. I actually like Bryson the entertainer a little better than I like Bryson the tour pro, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, and Bryson's a guy that is constantly working on things with his game and beating balls and that kind of thing. One of the things we talked about with Jose Miraflor from Puma is this idea that Bryson, he hits so many golf balls. You see him after majors hitting golf balls in the dark with the lights on and that kind of thing, working on stuff on his game, getting ready for the next day. That's what Bryson does. And this has given him a ton of opportunity to do that, which is what he enjoys doing, and still play some golf and still play some major championship golf, and then also be providing that social content. So it's right up his alley. Absolutely.
And I think his hole in one over the house thing was pretty very cool. Entertaining. I look forward to every day to see what he was going to
143
do.
143 shots, something like that.
And then you got the little kid that supposedly follows him up and does it. I mean, that was pretty fun to watch too. But speaking of live rumors, it was going around all week long that Tony Finau, because he wasn't playing in the Hero World Challenge and hadn't signed up for the Century Tournament, I was going to say Tournament of Champions, which it's not anymore, the Century out at Kapalua to start the year. Those were the tea leaves saying that he was signing with Liv. look, I mean, I jumped on that thread and I said he had a knee procedure and it's likely due to that. And sure enough, that's what he came out and told Golf Week, is that, his doctor advised him that he wasn't quite ready to go, and he's perfectly happy with where he is on the PGA Tour. You know, he's told us over the years that the last couple of years that he just doesn't want the drama. He understands the drama that will follow him signing with Liv. He had the opportunity. It's not that they didn't come after him. They certainly have come after him. And I'm sure the offers were very lucrative. But he didn't want to take on that added drama. He's happy with where he's at. He feels grateful for what he has. And, you know, he's got some unfinished business on the PGA Tour. There's some things he wants to accomplish. He's motivated by Tiger Woods. That's who got him into the game. He follows Tiger's example in how to be a tour pro, how to win, what you should be focused on, that kind of thing, right? So he that side on the tour side of things, he's following in Tiger's footsteps. He's a huge fan of Kobe Bryant. You know, what's Kobe Bryant out there? Kobe Bryant's more in the Scottie Scheffler world. Yeah, he wants the money. It's nice to have, but he's out there trying to chase. He was out there chasing Jordan down, right?
Yep.
And so. Those kind of competitive fires that burn when these high-level athletes, it's a different thing than just how much money can I make. And so, yeah, Tony's not going to live. He says he's perfectly happy staying on the PGA Tour.
Yep. And he said the rumor's not true. He didn't play this week. He's 50-50 as to whether he's going to play with Nelly Korda in the Grant Thornton in Naples. But he said he will be at the Century. That will be a definite on his schedule to be playing.
All right, so we'll get more into Liv, but there are talks about the DP World Tour. We'll talk about that coming. Ryan Ballingy is going to join us in just a little bit. Kevin Kisner is going to make the booth a full-time gig for NBC. What do you think?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I think it's great. I like Kiz. I like that he's the kind of guy that will kind of be very forthcoming with his comments. He's not going to throw anybody under the bus, but he'll say what he sees, kind of like some of the other great commentators that we've listened to and that we've really liked and really respected in golf. So he'll be on the call with Dan Hicks. He'll have a couple of majors and the Ryder Cup to talk about on those calls and you know, the whole schedule for NBC. So I think it's a good move. I think it's a great move. There were a lot of guys that tried out this year, but Kevin Kisner's the guy.
I like Kiz, and I guess the question is asked, what makes a good golf broadcaster? What is it? Yeah. What's the sauce? Johnny Miller, who's a good friend of ours, and I think, you know, was definitely my favorite. I think you're probably in that camp.
Yeah.
Johnny said that he always told Ian Baker Finch that it's like a rhubarb or raspberry pie or whatever, a berry pie. You can't have all the sweet. It can't be all sweet berries. You have to throw some tart ones in there too in order to make the right combination. Otherwise, it's just sickly sweet. And so, you know, he was happy to provide a little tartness to the broadcast. Now, a lot of people took exception with that, you know, in some of his comments. But I think it was the most entertaining thing. And you tuned in to see what he was going to say because you loved him or you hated him, but you wanted to know what he thought. And I think makes a good good broadcaster.
Yeah, I think that is correct. Telling the truth is definitely correct as far as a broadcaster is concerned.
Yeah, then that's as Johnny said, he called the shots as he saw it. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, joins us next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Happy holidays. Thanks for joining us here again on Real Golf Radio. Excited to welcome in our good friend from GolfNewsNet.com and all the other Golf News Net ventures that he has going on between radio and television and those sorts of things. Ryan Ballingy joining us right now. Ryan, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. I'm mustering through. I apologize for the raspy voice, but we'll do our best here to keep things going. It was nice to have a little bit of a Thanksgiving off. We played a best of edition last week, and over the last couple of weeks, there's been some pretty good storylines that have come out, and the LIV PGA Tour discussion continues. The rumor mill continues circulating around the interweb, and apparently it's just the Wild West, and it's the soup du jour to throw out that Tony Finau apparently is going to LIV when he is in fact not.
The second year running that Tony's had his name attached to the hot stove, so to speak, of who's going to LIV, and for the second year running, that's not going to happen. This time he was more vocal about it. I mean, he didn't apparently feel the need to tell anybody about his knee surgery in October. He doesn't have to. There's no injury list in golf. You don't have to do those kinds of things. But then I think people added two and two and got five and said, okay, well, this is for certain. You know, he's moving based on these tea leaves that could have very easily have other rational explanations, and then just kind of ran with it. And then that precipitated Tony having to talk to Golf Week and say, hey, let's put this to bed. I'm not going anywhere. Just was injured, just had a surgery, and I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be back. And I didn't play this week because I'm not quite ready yet. And all of those things, once explained, go, oh, yeah, that makes a whole lot more sense than he's just going to go sign with LIV out of nowhere.
He's been pretty consistent in his conversations with us. And if you look at that thread I threw out there, that he did have a knee procedure, and it could possibly be from that he's just not quite ready. But, you know, he said, I'm happy. I'm happy with the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. Second thing is he understands the drama that comes along with going to LIV. And, you know, his dad has told me, he's told me, his wife just shared on TikTok basically the same sentiment that, you know what? I don't need more drama everywhere I go. I'm happy with where I'm at. I've got goals that I've yet to accomplish, and I'm not going to go over there. So that's been pretty consistent with Tony over the last couple of years. So when you start to see these things, to me, it's just unsubstantiated. It would take something pretty significant to switch. And you know, we all got a little jaded by Jon Rahm's insistence on the fact that he wasn't going and that he was content, and then he, in fact, went. And so that's what makes some of these rumors give you pause and wonder if there's any validity to them.
Yeah, I think people are maybe still feel a little burnt by what happened by the crop of people who initially went to LIV and said, oh, no, I'm with the tour, staying with the tour, and then they all of a sudden were not, and now they can't take yes for an answer. And they just seem to want to imply that if there's enough tea leaves to read, then surely what anyone else says to the contrary, even that person themselves, is lying. And I think that's really unfortunate that we are in that position. I also think that speaks not only about what happened previously with LIV people, but also how the media is thought of and how the media acts, to be honest, but also how people consume their information and just kind of assume that random people who don't have a proven track record of being right or reporting things truthfully or accurately can be taken at face value.
You know, it's kind of interesting that we know that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have been kind of in negotiations, trying to figure things out and talking about things. Now, the DP World Tour has been thrown in the mix as well. Your thoughts about that? Does that put pressure on the PGA Tour? Does that help the PGA Tour if they were to somehow become involved? Because we all know that the DP World Tour has struggled and financially, and this could be a big help for them as well.
I think this is a form of negotiating in public, which the PGA Tour has often said they don't do, but they do. And I think we get forms of that from Greg Norman and LIV Associates as well, but we really haven't had that previously from DP World Tour. And I don't know what the provenance of Bloomberg's story is, whose side it came from. Did it come from the Saudis? Did it come from the DP World Tour? Somebody completely unrelated just happens to know about it, right? Don't know where it came from. But in the grander scheme of things, it would make sense for the DP World Tour and LIV to align for a couple of different reasons. One, they've tried it before. LIV went and approached the DP World Tour about purchasing them, and the DP World Tour said, no, we've got this alliance with the PGA Tour. We want to stick with them. Well, then that has kind of just continued to be status quo. Meanwhile, we're almost 18 months into this framework agreement being signed and getting seemingly not that much closer to whatever the final agreement is going to be. So that's something that the DP World Tour has to consider, going, hey, we're the third party in this original framework agreement, and we feel like we're just in limbo. So maybe we just need to kind of move things along a little bit. And if things aren't going to move along, then we need to act in our best interest. And I think for LIV, there is benefit. They've realized they don't really have a foothold in the United States market. People don't watch in this country. They don't watch LIV Golf telecast, whether they're here or elsewhere. So they, I think, rightly have realized our best chance of succeeding is being a world tour. Well, there's only one world tour otherwise. That's the DP World Tour. So if you wanted to have a true kind of alignment between LIV being the superior kind of overarching circuit and the DP World Tour kind of being that next level, that can, players can go back and forth between the two, it would make sense. Will it get to that point? I have no idea. I think everything of the last 18 months has been negotiated in a black box, and no one really knows the truth until it's told to them. So I could see why it would work, but I also get the sense that this is another negotiation tactic in public to go, hey, if you guys aren't going to move this thing along, then we're going to move along for you.
Ryan Ballingy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. I kind of side with you on that one, Ryan, and say, why not? If you're the DP World Tour, why not make that deal? You have become essentially a feeding ground, a Corn Ferry Tour for the PGA Tour. Your top 10 guys every year get an exemption onto the PGA Tour. Is that really where you want to be? For the longest time, there was a battle competing for the best players in the world to compete over on the DP World, previously the European Tour, or the PGA Tour. And the PGA Tour won that battle. The pendulum has swung and had for some time now swung to this side of the pond. And so the best players, look back on them from Colin Montgomery, you know, Nick Faldo, even Seve in some cases, you know, maybe less so in Seve actually, but they lean towards PGA Tour, even though they maintained a membership on the DP World Tour. So I look at it and say, okay, we're struggling. Do we want to be PGA Tour's little brother, or do we want to create our own identity? And I think that the LIV is, I mean, if I'm looking at it objectively, they're the perfect wagon to hitch up to and say, look, not only are we going to have funding, but we're going to have players that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to acquire to play our tour. So even if the PGA Tour is the DP World Tour is somewhat of a mechanism for LIV Golf, it nevertheless has that affiliation, which at this point in time feels like it could be a bigger boost to them than sitting around waiting to see what the PGA Tour might do to throw them a little crumbs here and there from their deal that they're trying to work out with Liv. I mean, that's my current vision of how I, if I'm, again, not being involved in any of these negotiations, sitting back here in front of my computer, that's sort of the way I see it. Am I off base there?
I don't think that you are, and I think that the recent leadership change in the DP World Tour, you've now got Guy Kennings in charge of the DP World Tour. He comes into this situation with his own perspective, a little bit of a different perspective than his predecessor, coming from IMG, coming from a management side of things, and thinking about his charge being to do the best he can for his players. And what Keith Pelley thought was the best thing to do was to line up with the PGA Tour. Let the PGA Tour invest in their production arm, European Tour Productions, own 40% of it, get money from that kind of backdoor way of trying to start the process of acquiring the DP World Tour and subsidize it over a series of years. And that's what they've done right now. They've hiked the minimum purse to $2.5 million, and they've helped out with some sponsorship stuff like Genesis sponsoring two events on their tour, right? But I think Guy Kennings is thinking, well, why do we have to play second fiddle? Like you said, we can make a power move of our own. We are just not going to forever be some kind of, at one point, not 15 years ago, there was a reasonable thought that the DP World Tour was gaining enough steam to maybe challenge the PGA Tour sometime for quality of tournaments and depth of players.
With the rate ones, once they announced that race to Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I remember talking with PGA Tour executives at the time about that argument. They're like, ha, 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 yeah, they'll never catch up. Like, if you wait long enough, they will. And then we're having this discussion again 15 years later. If the Saudis said, hey, we're going to inject $500 million into the DP World Tour and take it over, but we're going to jack up purses to $4 or $5 million for all the regular events. We'll still have the Rolex series. We'll still have the majors that you can get into. You'll get world ranking points, and we'll put Liv on top of it. That's pretty formidable sounding. And it sounds like something that a player who might have thought, hey, I can't go to Liv because I won't get world ranking points. It's hard to get in the majors, all those types of things. That gives them an out. That gives them a pathway. So I'm not saying that it's going to happen or that it's not going to happen or that it's ridiculous or not. But at least the thought had to have crossed Guy Kenning's mind as the chief executive of the DP World Tour that maybe this is something worth considering.
I think that's the biggest thing that Liv has not been able to accomplish for these guys is giving them the opportunity to have world ranking points. And these guys are falling lower and lower and lower down the world ranking list, unless they play great in the majors where they pick them up, like Bryson has done and Brooks has done, that kind of thing. So this is a great entree into them being able to start getting world ranking points if they're able to be a part of DP World Tour.
It's a legitimizer, right? You go from illegitimate. These guys went from legitimate PGA Tour or DP World Tour to illegitimate Liv, if you will, to gaining some legitimacy back by joining with the DP World Tour. Should they go that direction? And I'm with you, Bob. Like, what's the biggest risk for DP World Tour? It doesn't work out. I don't think they're in any worse position than they are right now. They're still gonna let's talk about this while we're having fantasy land here, which again, none of this is substantiated. We're all just chatting here. Maybe this sets the table for a little shift in the Ryder Cup, and instead of Europe versus USA, maybe you start setting up that Super Bowl of DP World Tour versus PGA Tour, and all of a sudden it's Liv guys on the DP World Tour side. PGA Tour doesn't matter the country. I mean, I'm not saying that's the direction it should
never happen.
Well, I wouldn't say never. I mean, that would be very compelling, wouldn't it? All of a sudden,
you're not having U.S. players playing against the U.S.
They wouldn't be playing against the U.S. They'd be playing against PGA Tour.
Well, no, PGA Tour doesn't own the rights to the Ryder Cup.
Well, okay.
PGA of America does.
That's a good point. Thanks for saving me on that piece. But you could essentially formulate that PGA of America falls in line with PGA Tour. I'm just saying that would be pretty interesting to see whose side is who, and you know, guys could get getting traded here back and forth. It would be interesting. It would change things. I'm not saying for the better. I'm just saying it would change things. Ryan, talk some sense into me. What am I saying here?
Slap him, Ryan.
I think that there is a lot that can still happen here, and I think that we have been in this holding pattern for almost 18 months now, thinking this is what the deal is. This is how the end game will work, that everybody will come back together and it'll all work itself out. But meanwhile, the PGA Tour has kind of moved on its own direction with Strategic Sports Group, whatever the heck that looks like. We don't even know half of that yet. And then you've got the LIV folks who are not standing still. They tried to make their move with the MENA Tour, the Middle East North Africa Tour, to get points. That didn't work. They put money into the Asian Tour, just inject direct money into half the schedule just to get players opportunities to play. Well, that kind of worked, but it also didn't work because the LIV players come and play the International Series events. No offense to the LIV Golf or the Asian Tour professionals. They're high-quality players, way better than I'll ever be, but they're not on the level of a PGA Tour player or a DP World Tour player. So it's more like the A team going down to beat up the fresh soft team. So if they went and got with the DP World Tour, at least it would feel a little bit more equal. And then all of a sudden, the relationship going back and forth between LIV and the DP World Tour seems more like a mutually beneficial back and forth, as opposed to what the PGA Tour does now with the DP World Tour. It says, hey, we'll take your 10 best players now, and you're never going to see them again unless they don't play any good. And that sounds like a pretty crappy deal for the DP World Tour in exchange for funding. So there's a lot that's still left to happen here, and I don't think we have spent nearly enough time thinking about the possibilities, because we just assumed that this framework agreement kind of locks things into place.
Well, Rye, we appreciate you joining us as always. We maybe spent a little bit too much time on that. By the way, can you see a day where the Ryder Cup changes a little bit, or does it always stay Europe versus USA?
I think it stays this way for a long time, but then again, the point I just made, I mean, we're having conversations about guys getting $400,000 on the US side to pay to play. Meanwhile, the Europeans, they will play for free. Maybe that comes to a head someday. We go, all right, we'll just blow the whole thing up and come up with something different.
Yeah, I hope they don't. It's definitely in my top three favorite sporting events, for sure. So, interesting. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Happy holidays, brother. Thanks as always. So Bob and I are wrapping up 25 years. You've been a big part of us for the last many years, and we appreciate that and always appreciate your insights.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to everybody listening, and hopefully 2025 is a great one, too.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. Check him out. He's got the TV. He's got the radio. Of course, the online site there as well, golfnewsnet.com. Great guy to talk golf with. Ryan Ballingy. Stay tuned. Coming up, it's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Detroit Lions take a gutsy fourth down gamble, setting them up for a game-winning field goal over the Green Bay Packers. The infamous running back duo Jamar Gibbs and David Montgomery for the Lions, aka Sonic and Knuckles, both had touchdowns in that game. Montgomery had his 12th rushing touchdown of the season and became the third player in franchise history to rush for 12 or more touchdowns in consecutive seasons. Packers running back Josh Jacobs also had a great night, having 3 touchdowns and 66 yards. The Lions improved their almost perfect record to 12-1. That final score, 34-31. On the ice in NHL, the Jets beat the Sabres in overtime 3-2. Senators take a W over the Red Wings 2-1. Predators blanked against the Canadiens. Canadiens win 3-0. Hurricanes took a huge win over the Avalanche 5-3. Panthers blew out the Flyers 7-5. Lightning hosts the Sharks and won big 8-1. Kraken defeated the Islanders 5-2. Blues beat the Flames on the road in overtime 4-3. And the Oilers doubled the Blue Jackets' score, winning 6-3 at home. To stay up to date on all things sports, make sure you head on over to Instagram and follow at SportsOvernightAmerica on Instagram. Also, be sure to check out our website, SportsOvernightAmerica.com. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports in 60. I'm Artie Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by American Premium Vodka. During the holidays, American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. By Geico and geicoinsurance.com. What's all the hue and cry about Ohio State Ryan Day and Chip Kelly being shown the door? Hold the phone. We still got some great football action. Ohio State, despite their foibles and their losses 4 years in a row to Michigan, are going to be in a sweet spot on Selection Sunday, a week from this Sunday. Make no mistake, Ohio State, all things being equal, is the best team in college football. That being said, if they get an early dismissal, you know that Day and Kelly are going to be gone. Plain and simple. Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by American Premium Vodka and Geico and geicoinsurance.com.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
1968, future Hockey Hall of Famer Phil Esposito of the Boston Bruins scores two goals against his goaltender brother, Tony Esposito, in his debut for the Montreal Canadiens.
They said, you scored both against him? I said, yeah. They said, how could you do that to your brother, you dirty so-and-so? I could have had four or five that night, but he was on top of his game. I think he had 38 shots that night.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of the show. Always good to be with you. Hit us up on X at Real Golf. Download us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. Show 49 of 50, year 25, just about to wrap up. We're going to take a few minutes coming up in this next segment to look back on the first half of the PGA Tour season. Some of the top stories, winners, that sort of thing. And then we're going to do the second half of that coming up next week on the show, plus our top stories and newsmakers of the year. That's always fun to do. You got one in mind already, Bob?
Yeah, I kind of do right now.
Yeah.
And it happened early in the year.
It's probably the same guy that we're talking about this week. I give a top story of the year. It's the 2 7-time winners on their respective tours, and that is Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda. So, I mean, man, you talk about a performance, a year for those two players carrying their tour, putting it on their back, just showing off there. I mean, wow, what a stretch those two players had. And just putting on, like I said, just an amazing show. Great display of talent and just doing it so gracefully as well. Just awesome. Awesome year for both players.
Yeah, and another great story on the year. First of all, amazing what those two were able to do, and it's going to be interesting to see what they're able to do this year. But another great story was a young amateur player winning a PGA Tour event for the first time in a long time, and he made some remarks this week saying that I should be in my junior year of college right now.
You're talking about Nick Dunlap. But he's playing.
I am talking about Nick Dunlap, yeah, who ends up winning two times last year. And, yeah, playing on the PGA Tour as a professional now.
We're going to talk about Nick coming up as we recap first half of the year. His win there at the American Express. Man, that was cool. That was a great story. There's no question. And, you know, as you look back through it, as I did prepping for the show, there's just so many good stories, some sad stories too, as well. Yeah.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And very unfortunate story about a winner on the PGA Tour this year. So
indeed. So we'll get into all that coming up next. Thanks again for joining us. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, Dave Glauser is our producer. We'll take a short break and continue the show next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Shop Black Friday deals now at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And get two free select tools with purchase of a select combo kit or battery kit from brands like Kobalt, Craftsman, and DeWalt. Hurry and shop these savings only for a limited time, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/28 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com where you can book a preview stay. Resort's still under construction, but the Resort Center Hotel is open. Restaurants are open. Golf course is obviously open, hosted the PGA Tour this fall. Check it out at blackdesertresort.com. Take advantage of these preview period rates and see what Black Desert is all about. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available as well. blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. And for those of you that are wondering, no, it is not going to be a private golf course, all right? It's not going to be private. It's just going to be difficult to get tee times if you're not a member. And by member, I mean as owner there at Black Desert or a guest staying at the resort. So it will always remain a resort daily fee golf course, but the challenge will be getting tee times far enough in advance if you are not an owner. So just keep that in mind. And besides that, some pretty good opportunities there. And it's amazing. I got my first glimpse, by the way, of the water park.
Okay.
They're adding a limb coaster. Okay. A limb coaster.
Limb coaster.
Yeah. It's called.
What's that?
It's a water coaster that is featured at Universal Studios Orlando's Volcano Bay. It's like their number one attraction. This thing uses like electromagnetic, thrust, if you will, to push you through. You're in this like four person raft and you're going through these kind of these waves and everything, and it just propels you. So you don't have to have a big tall slide.
Yeah.
It uses
to get you going.
Yeah. It uses these other like magnet, whatever thing to propel you. And anyway, it's supposed to be an unbelievable thing. This will be the only one within 1500 miles. And I guess it's a huge attraction. So that the wave pool and everything else that's coming along, it is unreal.
It's going to be a destination resort and is a destination resort. And the LPGA Tour is playing there in May.
I can't wait.
And again, the PGA Tour in the fall.
I can't wait to have the ladies come out and play in May. I'm excited to watch them play. So one of the stories that we needed to get into was the LPGA. Of course, we know the commissioner stepped down. Beth Ann wrote a story on Golf Week about the fact that they're losing $2 million this year. And that's despite an incredible year where Nelly Korda led the way with seven wins. Lydia Ko had a really nice season where she got in herself won enough points in tournaments to be able to get into the LPGA Hall of Fame. So there was a lot of really great stories and play by the ladies, and yet they're losing some money. And so I think there was a few nuances in there, Bob, and you were just talking to me off the air that stood out to you.
Yeah. The LPGA Tour players were surprised that the schedule that came out for this coming year showed little growth. Official money for the year in 2025 will be up $3.6 million from last season. But as Leona Maguire from Ireland said, it is very major heavy as far as purse money is concerned. That's where the majority of the money comes in, you know, with the U.S. Open and the LPGA Championship and some of those events. So, they're trying to do things to prop this tour up, to make it stronger and make it better for the players. And, the LPGA player director, Ashley Buhai, basically said, you know, you've got to spend a little money to make some money. And even though they're going to lose a couple million dollars this year, she's not concerned.
Well, I think one of the former commissioner's directives, from according to Beth Ann Nichols' story on Golf Week, is to increase personnel. I guess it was up 35% as far as personnel, but it was losing money. So whatever impact she was hoping to have from that hasn't come to fruition just yet. Remains to be seen if it actually does. But, you know, here's some of the things that are important. So obviously we mentioned Black Desert and hosting the LPGA coming up this spring. You start looking at the schedule as it's announced, and you're coming off of a major at Chevron, and then you're going to Black Desert.
Yeah.
So are the ladies going to go there? You know, you start to say, well, is that a bad spot in the schedule? Well, if you're going to continue to grow and you've got a first-time event, and by the way, the Black Desert purse is on the higher end for regular events. So if I feel like you need your top players to support that. I know that it puts a lot on the shoulders of the top players to be there, but There wasn't that long ago, to your point of the story you just read, where the schedule, there were big breaks. You'd go a month without seeing an LPGA event on the schedule.
Correct.
Or there were all overseas, and you didn't see as many in the U.S. So you start seeing, you know, Black Deserts pop up and want to have both the PGA and the LPGA Tour. It's an important one. I really hope to see the top players out here playing in this event. I think that's going to be important to kick this thing off. I hope the local fans will support it. I, for one, am super excited about it. The LPGA events that I've been to have been some of the best viewing experiences I've had for attending live sporting events. The ladies are super engaging, and they interact with their fans, and it's a different feeling than the PGA Tour. I don't want to bag on the PGA Tour players, but the ladies seem to make a better effort with the fans, seemingly on a more consistent basis. And so come out, check it out if you haven't been to one. And we'll see how things continue to evolve there on the LPGA Tour. But they've been putting out some really, really good stuff, great stories out there as well. All right. We mentioned
Click through the schedule.
Yeah. I mean, first half of the PGA Tour season. We got, what, 2.5 minutes before we have to jump out in the caddy?
Yep.
Look, I'll just start a couple of stories right off the bat. Look, Chris Kirk and his battle with alcoholism and everything that he went through to go out and win at Century. And then you follow that up with Grayson Murray winning at Sony. Yeah. And then tragically, and tragically, he ends his life in May, right? I mean, those two stories right there. I mean, wow, what a start. And then you go to the American Express and you get the Nick Dunlap story.
Yep.
You know, which was remarkable, where you've got an amateur that goes off and holds off some of the best players in the world. And then he has a big decision to make, and certainly made the right decision because he'd go on to win again.
Yeah. And then the following week at the Farmers Insurance Open, you've got Matthew Pavone, who came from the European Tour and got one of those 10 cards off the European Tour. And he comes to the PGA Tour and he wins in the first month of the PGA Tour. That was another great story.
Well, first Frenchman, I think French born anyway, to win on the PGA Tour, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. So then we go into February. We've got the AT&T Pebble Beach signature event. Wyndham Clark wins in a shortened event. Shoots, 62 in the third round? Something
timely,
like that?
Timely, right? Yeah. And then they don't end up playing a fourth round. So, yeah.
Yep. Phoenix Open was won by Nick Taylor. Hideki Matsuyama won the Genesis Invitational. Jake Knapp won in Mexico at Vedanta.
How good was that? That started the whole nap time thing. I mean, that was a great story of a new up-and-coming player.
Yeah, Austin Eckroat won in Palm Beach, Florida at the Palm Beach National. And then you've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Scottie Scheffler wins.
Well, and let's stop right there for a second. That kicks off the Scottie Scheffler show.
Yeah, I mean, it really does.
The show starts right there, and if you look at it, man, he wins Arnold Palmer. Then he wins the Players, right? Yep. And you look, and Wyndham Clark was runner-up in both of those. So,
yep. Yeah, and he had just come off a win. Akshay Bhatia, a lefty, wins his first time on the PGA Tour. Texas Houston Open, Steven Yeager won. Tony Finau finished second. Valspar, Peter Molinari won. And then you jump down here to Scottie Scheffler winning again at the Masters. Scottie Scheffler winning again at the RBC.
And we're going to have to leave it at that because we got to take a break. But yeah, I mean, you just kind of get the idea. The Scottie Scheffler show and a lot of really interesting, great stories from the first half of the season. The Caddy joins us next here on Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up,
then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back, Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us weekly, and it's been a couple after missed him in Jamaica and then did a best of for Thanksgiving. Really happy to be back with America's favorite caddy. Caddy, happy holidays.
Thank you, gentlemen. I hope yours are going well.
Well, I'm doing the show with a cough drop in my mouth, so it's not going exactly how I wanted it to, but...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that time of year, I suppose.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. You know what? If it's just a cough drop and that takes care of it, then it's not so bad.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. By the way, yeah. I mean, the guys on tour, I mean, like, if they have to go... They got the treatment trailer there and everything. I mean, is there guys that are just like full on grind? You always say beware of the wounded, walking, whatever, yep. Right? The guys that are sick. But if they're in the middle of a tournament like this and they're committed to play, do they just get a bunch of fluids and just go or what?
Oh, there's a wide variation on that one. I'd say one of my favorite things about, you know, you see a guy withdraw and you ask why, it's the Aussies have a way of saying it. And it's my favorite one for a guy who basically plays really bad and just quits. And you say, oh, what happened to him? And they'll go, oh, mate, he pulled on hot muscle.
Perfect.
I just love that one. I love that one.
He pulled a heart muscle. Oh, my goodness. You know, my last...
There's so many...
I was going to say my dad's last win on the PGA Tour in 1975. He won the New Orleans Open. Wow. And he had the flu the whole week.
So I think it's the lowered expectations thing that can really be a great thing in golf. It's why when you come out in the spring and you haven't even hit a ball and you're just flushing it on the range and you're like, wow. That's because you're expecting nothing, right? It's just low expectations, and that's what happens when you're sick. You kind of, you know, maybe you throttle back a little bit, and it's a real good thing to play golf. I don't know. Not unusual.
So before the Jordan flu game, there was the Casper flu tournament.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That was before the Joe Montana Notre Dame Texas game flu. Which is another famous flu game.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them.
I feel like I'm in good I'm buoyed up by all these stories. I'm ready to go. Let's take this thing on.
We're just trying to lift you up. Lift you up, Brother Brian.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Tiger's going to need some lifting up. He came out and did an interview, but he's not playing in the Hero World Challenge. And he basically had this to say.
I'm not tournament sharp yet. No, I'm still not there. And these are 20 of the best players in the world. And I'm not sharp enough to compete against them at this level. So when I'm ready to compete and play at this level, then I will.
Yeah, I don't know what to take away from that. He went on to talk about a sixth back surgery, microdiscectomy.
Back surgery.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough. I mean, the guy's approaching 50 years old, and that's a lot of procedures.
Yeah, I don't. What's the over under on success after six back surgeries? Not very
well. He'd
good.
Be the one setting the limit.
Yeah.
He'd be the one setting the bar.
I don't know if anybody's ever had that many that I know of in professional golf and played at all. So he's amazing, though. You know, you watch Tiger all throughout the last 5, 6, 7 years. You watch him hitting a golf ball and the way he's moving at it and stuff. And I got to tell you, if I videoed myself and I look like that and I hit it with the numbers he's doing, I'd be the most annoying person you've ever been around, because I would think I could beat everybody in the world right now. And he's doing that, and he's saying, I'm not tournament sharp enough. It just shows you, you know, his level. Man. And also the level of pro golf.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, even when he's missed the cuts this year, you watch him hitting balls and stuff, he's moving pretty good. And he's got some good ball speed and all this and that. And it just shows you in pro golf at that level, PGA Tour, high-level golf, I mean, if you've got a hangnail, it's all over. Like, your career ends, basically. There's such a fine line to tripping yourself up in golf. And the individual sport, right? I mean, you can be injured as a football player, baseball player, hockey player, lots of sports, and they can kind of cover for you, you know? And you can still get some value out of playing in certain situations. But in golf, man, there's no safety net. It's just you. And I think that's why golfers go crazy. That's where there's a zone of temporary insanity.
Tiger has the ability to play the major championships, and also he has the lifetime exemption for signature events, which was just enacted last year. So he's still got plenty of places to play whenever he wants to play.
Well, as he informed Colin Montgomery, he can play in the Open Championship till he's 60. So, just saying.
Yeah, Monty got on the wrong side of that one.
Yeah, he did.
So when, at what point, one of the things, because I've witnessed it up close, it's guys have different mindsets to transitioning to the Champions Tour from the PGA Tour. And it's really, now Bernhard Langer had 0.0 problem turning off the PGA Tour switch and going all in on the Champions Tour. No problem. A lot of guys have trouble. It's like they have to be out there for 2 or 3 or 4 years before they can really accept that I'm just not competitive on the tour anymore. It's really, like, we know this is the case for athletes all over the place. They just have a hard time understanding that it's over, right? So I wonder what Tiger's going to be like with that, because he's 2 years away from playing on the Champions Tour.
Well, check that. He's only a year away.
He's only 1 year away.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, he'll turn 50 next December 30th.
Oh, okay, well,
so he'll be playing the 26th schedule on the Champions Tour should he choose to. And I think he's gonna welcome it. He's gonna go out there and, like, give me that cart and let's go.
You know, I have a feeling if he goes out there and tastes some blood and he starts, you know, beating everybody and winning, I got to think he's going to be all in on it. You know, he might
he'll be all in on the majors over there.
Exactly. I think he'll be all in on, because I don't necessarily know that it's what you win. It's just the winning thing that these guys are all after, especially guys like him. Just beating everybody, you know?
Yep. Yep.
It's hopeful thinking too, because it would be so good to watch him on TV. I mean,
What are the ratings going to look like for a Champions Tour event if Tiger's teeing it up? It's going to be pretty good.
I mean, look at the history of Tiger teeing it up. It's going to be the same. It's not. There's no chance it goes down just because he's riding in a golf cart, right? I mean, this is the biggest thing that's going to boost the Champions Tour since what? Probably since Nicklaus was playing it.
Do you remember how big the crowds were the first few events Phil was playing out there?
Oh, yeah.
A big crowd out there. I mean, you can multiply that by some factor when Tiger goes out.
Phil, who's Phil?
He used to be a good player. Mm. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, didn't he play on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, he was good.
Won that, as Seve would say, he won that PGA championship at an old age. At the advanced age of 50, or was he 50 or 51 when he won the PGA?
One.
Was he 51?
51.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, when Longer wins the Masters next year, then we're going to know he's not human anymore.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So,
he was still 50.
So better in Jamaica.
Was he still 50?
Yeah.
Mm.
Never.
Well, he won it at 50 then. What do you think about Scotty Scheffler switching back and forth with his putter grip and using the claw?
You know, I understand it. That's like me hitting balls on the range. Every third ball, I'm trying some new thing I saw on YouTube the night before. Oh, I got to do this. That's not working. Oh, I hit one bad. Let me go here. That's not a good thing. That's just not good. To be messing around with the grips. Tell me what's positive about that.
I don't think it's that dire. I do think it's crazy when you mess with swing, but you're talking about a guy that's so dialed in and he's looking to just get a little bit better. And so he's on the shorter putts, he's turning that hand over and trying the little claw or saw or whatever you want to call it. Little Marco Mira move and trying to roll it in. I actually don't think it's that big of a deal.
It could be too that he may be looking at this as just a practice round for what he'll do next year. You know, put it in the heat a little bit. Let's mess around with it and see what, you know, it doesn't matter how much you try. It's so different when you go to play golf versus hitting balls on a range. It's so different playing in a tournament versus playing golf out of a tournament. And then it's so different playing in a major versus playing in a tournament. So maybe he's just trying to test it under a little bit of fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I commit to and I'll do this and that. Either that or he's completely lost. It's one or the other.
I think what was completely lost was Tiger Woods changing swings every couple of years after dominating. Hey, let's just switch it up. Let's go. Let's leave Butch behind and go to Hank Haney. Ah, you know what? It's been a good run, Hank. Let me go try Sean Foley. You know, I mean, that to me was crazy. This now maybe he had to adjust because of the different physical challenges that he had with his knees and back and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, that's the one that is surprising. Scottie Scheffler seems committed to sticking with his swing as it is, and it's a little unorthodox, and it's obviously working just fine. But, you know, the one area that he can improve on is on the green. So, I don't know. At this point, I kind of trust what he's doing. But, hey, we'll get back to that. We got to take a quick break. More with the caddy next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing now with America's favorite caddy.
Have you seen video of Tiger hitting, playing in a tournament when he was 5 years old by chance?
Yeah, I think we've seen that video.
I watched the first swing I saw him make on that video when he's 5 years old with a driver. I looked at it and I said, why would you ever want to change that? And he was five years old. The best line was Rudy Duran, who was the club pro there at the Naval Base. And Rudy said, he's a mini tour pro. He's just not big enough to hit it long enough yet, but he's a mini tour pro. And he was. I mean, I was lucky enough to hang out with Rudy a little bit. And he broke out all those videos he had of Tiger. And this is from age 5 to probably 14, 15. So it was a really cool collection of watching his swing over time. And it was crazy how good it was the whole time. He didn't look, at that age, when he was 5 and 6, he didn't look like he was a tour pro hitting a putt. But everything else, pretty much, he looked like a mini tour pro. And then, you know, you have to be a little older and he looked pure putting it too. So, must be nice.
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Speaking of nice, what do you think about this showdown that's coming up? TNT to broadcast. You've got Koepka and DeChambeau taking on McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler. So, you got this sort of live versus PGA Tour battle back at the place there at Shadow Creek where you first had Tiger and Phil battle it out. The showdown's gone through some different iterations. This one seems compelling. I mean, the last time they were at Shadow, well, it wasn't at Shadow. It was last time they were in Vegas. It was Bryson versus Koepka. Now they're teaming up to take on Rory and Scottie. 17th, by the way. Still a week and a half away.
So, my take on that is I almost fell asleep while you were describing all that, but then I thought, yeah, I want to watch those four guys play. Why wouldn't you? And I got to tell you, Shadow Creek, oh my. That is such a nice place. I could play golf there every day.
if I had $1,000 a day. I could play golf there every day. It's so, that place is special. I really like Shadow Creek. It's literally, when you look around as you're going around the course, you pretty much can't see any hole from any other hole. It's like every hole's isolated in its own little world. And it's just like you think you're in the mountains in Colorado playing mountain golf. You'd have no idea you're in Nevada. So in the desert, Nevada. It's really cool. I love that place. Anyway. But
it is.
Yeah. It'll be, look, what I find with all those matches like that is it's like I get excited about it. I watch the first 5 minutes and then I'm like, what else is on TV? But yeah, I mean, those are four. That's a good group of guys. But I'll be watching it. I can tell you that. I'll be watching it. I don't think the Live Tour thing's going to, there's nothing to that anymore. Not like there was a year or two ago.
Now, wait a second. Live Tour is trying to, Live Tour or the PIF is trying to get in with the DP World Tour.
Reportedly.
Yeah.
Isn't the tour partnering with the DP, though? Aren't they very connected?
They are. Pretty much. Yes.
Yeah, but like we've been talking about, Caddy, I mean, the DP World Tour is essentially like Korn Ferry heavy for, feeder tour for, it's like if Korn Ferry is, AA, DP World Tour is AAA or vice versa. And if you're the DP World Tour, you're just sitting around here in limbo while the PGA and the PIF don't do anything. And they need money. They need star players. To me, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, that alignment, what's the worst that could happen? It didn't work out. I mean, give it a shot. To me, I think that's something that makes more sense for what PIF's trying to do. Maybe a better platform for LIV helps the DP World Tour. I think that, again, we don't know anything, just what was reported on Bloomberg, but I think it's got some merit if the way I see it.
All I know is that if I was Elon Musk, I'd put my money in a U.S. Treasury for 1 year, and then I'd take the $15 billion I earned and just buy everything in golf and run it myself as a hobby.
If he had an interest in that.
That's how much money Elon Musk has. But anyway, I mean, think about that. Literally, he could literally fund all the tours for the next 5 to 10 years actually more than that. Yeah. Anyway, that's a crazy, I don't know why that came into my head, but I have a hard time. We know one thing for sure about the Live and all this stuff is that if you're a higher end player, it's been very financially good for you. That's about all we really know right now. That's been the result so far. But there's so much speculation. I mean, look at all the Tony stuff that was floating around. And, that's happened with Xander. It's happened with Tony. It's happened with other guys. Didn't Tony just come out and basically say, I'm not going anywhere, guys?
Yeah.
Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He did.
So.
Well, and Tony had told us that he was going to have a knee surgery, just a little procedure to kind of clean some things up, the stuff he'd battled with. And so, that whole thread that was going around, I went on and posted and said, this is probably what it is. And, people were unaware of that and ran with this silly story. And, Tony's been consistent on saying he just doesn't want to add the drama to his life that would come with signing with Liv. And so, he's happy with where he's at, and he's got unfinished business on the PGA Tour. He's not ready to bail on that. So, until I know others have changed their tune. John Rahm, I'm looking at you. But right so far, Tony's been consistent with his message.
Yep. Well, we'll see. All I can say is there is a consensus on one thing. I don't think anybody would go opposite on this, and that any event that's being played next week, tell me that there's anybody out there who would not say it doesn't add to the event if Bryson and DJ and Patrick Reed and Kim and Rahm and Brooks are all playing. It just adds to it. Even the alarm agrees.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a little story on Golf Week I wanted to run by both of you. They're citing a former Masters champion. That's all they're saying. But a former Masters champion played at Augusta National a couple weeks ago. And they said that, you know, the Hurricane Helene that had come through there and left that destruction in Augusta, he said that looked like on the left side of one, the pines looked a little thinner than normal, as it did down the right side of nine. But he said the most notable difference, according to this Golf Week story, is that when after they finished playing 15, they went straight over to 17. 16, apparently had seen significant damage. And, yeah, so it was
rebuilt.
Yeah. They weren't able to play it. How about that?
And it'll look just like it always has. That's what they do.
It's like when the tree came down, right?
Yep.
Well, we know one thing, cause we've seen it proven many times. There's no place on the planet that can restore something like they can to exactly almost what it was before. And you don't even notice. So yep. I have no worries about 16.
You know, my dad used to say that when he would go from year to year to play there, they would say, you know, that we've done something to this green on 13 to give us another pin placement and that kind of thing. He said he would walk up on that green and it would look like it had been there forever, and he would hardly recognize the difference from the year before when he had played. It's just amazing what they're able to do as far as the greens and the golf course and what they do when they make changes to the golf course.
Well, one thing that I'm more of like a knowledgeable person in for real is with technology and surveying instruments, scanners, LIDAR, all kinds of stuff, right? You can model within a couple millimeters any surface and do a pretty good job of getting it back there. Not exactly. I mean, it's organic material when you're dealing with dirt and grass, but they have, I'm certain, you know, I can't confirm or deny this knowledge, but Augusta National probably has incredibly good ground surveys of everything out there. So they know the numbers to build it back. It's more of a question of, you know, let's say 16, for example, is there something that happened with the erosion of the creek that you just physically can't rebuild that caused something to happen? That's the only thing that could take it down. But, you know, if you've ever seen the seawall on 18 at Pebble and think about building that, I mean, that's way beyond the scope probably what has to be done there on 16. So, yeah, I expect it to look just like your dad would say. Nah, yeah. Nothing happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a $6 million man for real. We can rebuild him.
Hey, Caddy, one of the things that we haven't had a chance to talk about with you because we haven't visited for a couple of weeks is the whole Bryson DeChambeau hole-in-one over the house. I know you watch a lot of stuff on the gram. Well, I hope that's okay. I'm not trying to out you or anything, but I know you like the stuff on the gram. How about that content with Bryson? I found that to be, of all of the things he's posted, that one's the one that caught my attention.
I was aware of it. I never watched any of it.
Really?
Except when they said that he made the shot, I saw that, and then they were showing his swing with the wedge. And so, you know, I'm a golf swing geek, so I watched that. But the idea of making the ace over the house just didn't thrill me at all. And that's just because I'm a grumpy old man.
Wow, that surprised
everybody
me.
Everybody else loved it. I mean, that stuff just doesn't float my boat.
Really?
At all. Nah.
How about the little kid that followed him up the next week and
I
knocked
saw
it
that.
Over? I mean, that was pretty cool. Tell me that one got you excited.
I think I know about the little kid. Did he actually make the shot?
He did. A lot quicker.
And that was his 4,397th try over 6 days, and they made it like he did it on day two?
As far as we know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, look, somebody asked me once about the gram, and I do have a fair gram addiction. I've laid off it a little bit, but it's good enough. You know, anybody between like 50 and 60 has a gram addiction, right? They targeted us. But I will say, someone asked me once, do you think that's real? And I said, I've lost a certain amount of respect for me that you had to ask that question. The answer to your question, however, is 142% of what you see on the gram is not real.
Wow, that's a scientific number.
That's a scientific number. We've verified this data. Yes, that's my take on the gram.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean it's not entertaining.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the world, we live much more in a world of not real stuff anyway than we used to. And, you know, it's just going to get more like that. Be prepared. Boy, I'm a grumpy old man today.
Wow. All right, let's try to change that a little bit. It is Christmas coming up. So with our final discussion will be best Christmas gift for the golfer in your life or for you. What would you want? Like if you, as a golfer, what would you want? Like what is a good gift?
Good gift would be tickets to the Masters.
Oh, well,
that's good.
That is above good, Caddy. I mean, there's good, better, best. That would be best, okay. That's the top of the spectrum.
How about that $750 Ryder Cup ticket if you're going along with the Masters?
That'd be a good one. I tell you what you can't go wrong with for a golfer, though, at all, even if he doesn't use them. A good dozen balls, pro tour quality, you just can't go. That's a winner. It's never a bad thing to get a dozen balls, is it?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
That's the easy buy right there. So
those are the homemade cookies of holiday gifts right there.
Well, if you're talking about cookies, we're going to have to go to Castle Pines for the chocolate chip, but you can't get those. But I probably shouldn't have revealed that.
Along with the shake.
Let me just say that I did some work there and I said, you know, here's the money and the other offer is, we can settle this with a significant supply of those chocolate chip cookies. And they chose to not take the chocolate chip cookies out, which was probably better for me.
Yeah. But,
no, those are so good.
Well,
I highly recommend.
You can't ship shakes, but you could go ahead and ship some cookies our way. So, you know, if you feel so inclined. Cookies,
there's no way you're shipping that shake. That's not going to work.
That's not going to work, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
well, Merry Christmas, Caddy. I hope this season brightens you. I hope you get a little Scrooge out of you this holiday season.
I think I'll be just fine. Okay. But thank you, gentlemen.
All right. You got it.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you too as well.
Hey, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank
we still
gentlemen.
Got one more show. There you go.
Oh, we got another show.
Yeah. Oh. Next week. Yeah.
One more.
I'll prepare with cheer.
Oh, hey. All right. Cheerful Caddy next week right here on Real Golf Radio. See you, bud.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, hope you enjoyed that. We do have one more live show coming up next week before the shutting it down. We do 50 every year, and we'll be wrapping up our 50th show in year 25 next week right here on Real Golf Radio. So be sure to tune in. We appreciate you being with us. Thanks to the Caddy. Thanks to Ryan Ballingy. Thanks to you again for tuning in. Dave Glauser is our producer. For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor, wishing you and yours all the best this holiday season. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more.
Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.